Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. Olivier Véran will speak tomorrow at midday to announce new measures to fight the fifth wave of the coronavirus. The measures will concern three main points: stricter barrier measures, including masks, indoors and outdoors, stricter measures concerning sanitary passes, and the acceleration of the vaccination campaign. Jean Castex evoked these measures this afternoon with the presidents of the parliamentary groups. Nicolas Hulot announces he is definitively leaving public life on the eve of the broadcast of an envoyé spécial which incriminates him. The former minister is accused by five women of sexual assault, rape, and harassment. According to Nicolas Hulot, these accusations are entirely false, and he describes his situation as a nightmare. The former host also leaves the presidency of his Foundation for the Environment. Karim Benzema remains selectable for the French team. This was confirmed by the president of the French Federation, Noël Le Graët, in the newspaper L'Équipe. The striker of Les Bleus has just been convicted of a suspended sentence and a €75,000 fine in the Mathieu Valbuena sex tape case. Karim Benzema will appeal this court decision. Motorists will be able to continue to report speed cameras. According to the Constitutional Council, French drivers have the right to share traffic information, including speed checks. This comes as good news for users of driving assistance applications such as Coyote or Waze. The political future is clearing up in Germany. The Social Democrats, the Greens, and the Liberals have concluded a government agreement to form a coalition, an unprecedented alliance which will come to power after the departure of Angela Merkel. It is the Social Democrat Olaf Scholz who will enter the chancellery. And then in soccer, with the knockout stages of the Champions League, a victory for the PSG tonight would allow the Parisians to continue their European adventure. The PSG will play on the field of Manchester City, kickoff at 9 p.m. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.